Priya, whatever. This realization from Sanatana Goswami's book, Priya Bhagavatamrita, that seen from one side, this world is terrible because everything here is impermanent. It's lost, our relationships are lost. You love someone, meet someone, love someone, and then gone. So on, and in that sense, this world is hell. But Krishna appears here. And then what that means is that his entering into this world of impermanence and faults but then that love that those of us who are here feel for him. What to do with that when he's gone? So this Raja Seva, if I understand it right, is about that, how this love, this bhakti love of God, appears in this world of impermanence. And it then becomes even sweeter and stronger and more real. More intense. Just like a father who his love to his sons becomes stronger when they are gone, moved out. So in this way, the great mystery, the great wonder is that in this way, even this world of impermanence has a purpose, has not the lowest, most horrible form of existence, but in a way even the highest, because here that love of God is love and separation. So when you are in this world of impermanence, you can find yourself lost, fallen, far away from God, far away from your friends, far away from reality, and may wonder, what in the world am I doing here? Yeah. I'm feeling this separation. I miss you. But the answer to that is, written about in the Vaishnava Shastra scriptures as a special, even the sweetest love. So that makes this entire material world having a purpose, and a very sweet purpose. A very magical, mysterious, and wonderful purpose. Because it means that when you become a devotee, a real devotee, meaning, bhakti, yogi, then this entire world transforms. It's just another part of the world, another part of Vaikuntha that is so strange and mysterious, but where Krishna is as well, because he's in the heart. As devotee, and Vrindavan is in the heart of the devotees. So when Gopal Narada there in Priya Bhagavatamrita, I describe someone when you get there to Vaikuntha, going through all the seven worlds and reaching liberation. And they come back to earth. He opened his eyes, sitting in Vrindavan again on earth. And learning to understand how to say it when you are here, where God, Krishna, does not seem to be present, or you seem to be far away from reality, far away from it, your home, and what do you do? Think of God in your heart. Always think of Krishna. Always remember Krishna. Never forget Krishna. What was that little verse there? It was so beautiful. The one I posted on Facebook. Can I end with that? Hare Krishna.